From KUAR Studios in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's secured federal approval to keep the state's public-private health care partnership, Arkansas Works. As a debate on repealing the Affordable Care Act continues at the federal level, Arkansas's overall budget remains dependent on federal money from Obamacare. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports.
In 2014, Governor Asa Hutchinson was elected on a platform to dismantle the state's Obamacare model, and this week he traveled to D.C. for federal approval to keep and tweak it.
Under the Trump administration, who I met with also, we made it clear that we'll be seeking additional waivers and authority and flexibility for the state, particularly.
Arkansas is one of the only southern states that has expanded Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act. And as a result, it's seen the greatest drop in uninsured residents anywhere. Over 300,000 people are enrolled in the state system, which required federal dollars to put people on private insurance plans rather than in Medicaid. A consultant for the state, the Stevens Group, says Arkansas Works will save or bring to the state $400 million in the next 5 years. Marquita Little of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says those funds are now integral to the state's overall budget.
By bringing in and accepting those additional federal dollars, we are seeing huge savings in our state budget. We are seeing huge benefits to the local economy. We are seeing huge benefits to our healthcare system.
Governor Hutchinson would like that money doled out a bit differently. He hopes under Trump, Medicaid expansion money will be given to states in block grants.
And so if you give us the federal dollars right now for the Medicaid program and give us the flexibility to administer it, then we will be able to keep the Medicaid expansion with more constraints and more cost sharing, with more work requirements. And the impact of that will be that it will control the numbers better.
Whatever its shortcomings, Arkansas policy experts suspect the state's health care may serve as a model for Republicans federally, who've also promised to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Joe Thompson, president of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, says the state's unique public-private model could be applied more broadly.
On U.S. maps, whether it's insurance coverage or premium increases or the number of carriers we have in the market with respect to the competitiveness of our insurance marketplace, Arkansas uniquely stands out from all other states.
There's evidence Arkansas's model is a success. Jody Ann Tritt with the Arkansas Hospital Association says the changes from Arkansas's private option kept the doors open at the state's hospitals, which used to eat the cost for patients who couldn't pay.
The emergency department uncompensated care decreased by 38.8%. The inpatient uncompensated care decreased by 48.7%. And the outpatient uncompensated.
If the Affordable Care Act is dropped in D.C., as congressional leadership and the president-elect have vowed to do, then, says Thompson, the Arkansas General Assembly will have a tough situation.
Then I think our legislative body would be forced to address some of the budget shortfalls caused by that, and it would be a pretty major effort to find solutions within the budgetary process.
That's what Hutchinson is trying to avoid, and his preferred solution is Medicaid block grants, which allow more state control. Little, with Arkansas Advocates, says block grants come with disadvantages.
A block grant is a reduction in funding. It's a cut. And those types of changes could have real consequences in the state in terms of just lives that are covered and have access to certain benefits.
For now, Arkansas Works will go into place for the foreseeable future, and everyone is holding their hats. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.